Well, jury selection is getting underway today in New Orleans in the trial of the city's former mayor, Ray Nagin. He's charged with almost two dozen acts of corruption spanning several years. They include trading city contracts for money and other favors. Joining us to discuss is Eve Tro. She's news director of WWNO in New Orleans. Eve, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, of course, we all remember Ray Nagin from Hurricane Katrina, when he really did take on a national role, both during and then after the storm.
Right, definitely. Well, Ray Nagin, to go even further back, was elected in 2002 as a prominent local businessman who was going to change politics as usual in New Orleans. He was going to run the city like a business. Now, of course, no one could have predicted that Hurricane Katrina would completely change everything about the city. One of the nation's great tragedies, a huge loss of life and just unprecedented destruction everywhere. And Ray Nagin was really seen as someone who was willing to stand up and speak truth to power, if you will, to higher officials, including President George W. Bush, in the wake of Katrina. He was someone who was out there saying, no, we need all the resources you can get. He was something of a celebrity and a local iconoclast, something, a lightning rod for the people of New Orleans to say, that's our mayor. Hmm. He was really our mayor for people living here at the time, including myself. And that included some pretty interesting moments. The mayor was known for being outspoken, and he had these sort of memorable quotes. And I actually have an artifact from that time here with me in the studio. Our ops director had this in his office. It's a keychain called "De Mayor in Your Pocket." This is how big of a deal Ray Nagin's outspokenness was. It's a keychain that will play six quotes from the mayor from that time right after Katrina. Here we go.
You gotta be kidding me. This is a national disaster. Excuse my French, everybody in America, but I am pissed.
Wow, he didn't mince words at all, did he?
No, definitely not. And it's that outspokenness that in large part got him reelected in 2006.
Well, Eve, tell us about these charges, because I'm looking over them and, you know, the list is just extremely long. Accepting more than $72,000 from Rodney Williams, accepting $50,000 and several truckloads of granite from Frank Fredella. Tell us about what he's facing here.
Well, these charges were made back about a year ago now, in January of 2013. He's got 21 counts of bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy. And the feds have traced this all the way back to 2004, so even before Katrina. But most of these charges do come from that second term. So he was reelected, charged with rebuilding the city, and it seems that there were some very serious missteps during that time. Ray Nagin had a granite business with his sons, and he's charged with brokering a deal with Home Depot to provide some exclusive contracts for his granite company. Now, all in all, the bribery charges add up to a couple of $100,000, which, yes, it's a lot of money, but when you think of the price of a politician's integrity at such a crucial time for the city, it's sort of a disappointing amount of money. Mm. Like, really sacrificing the city's integrity, sacrificing the needs of so many people during such a time of suffering for a few $100,000, it's just not that much money, especially for a very successful businessman like Ray Nagin. So these charges are perhaps disappointing, but sadly not surprising.
Well, what is he saying about them?
He's not saying much. I think you can understand what he's saying about them by the fact that we're having this trial. I mean, several other businessmen indicted last year have taken plea deals, and Ray Nagin has not. So just by the very fact that he's seeing this through to trial seems to say something about how he thinks he'll fare in court.
Eve, I remember having a conversation in New Orleans with a journalist there, a friend of mine, who said to me, you know, some people think of New Orleans as the worst run city in America. I like to think of it as the best run city in the Caribbean. And I wonder, you know, with all of this, how people are feeling about this trial and what it says about the city.
Well, yes, that's a common trope here, that New Orleans is, in fact, the northernmost city in the Caribbean. And what goes along with that, that corruption perhaps should not be surprising, I think has perhaps changed in recent years. We have a new mayor, Mitch Landrieu, who ran against Nagin in 2006, but he did become mayor in 2010. And there have been some strides since then, whether it's just fantastic public relations, maybe not the reality for everyone in New Orleans, especially in devastated areas like New Orleans East and the Lower Ninth Ward. time will tell. But things have changed in the sense of New Orleans making lists of best places to start a business, best places to live, lots of people moving here and an interest in the city. We've got new hospitals that are being built. And I would say the city feels better run than it was in those years right after Katrina.
So what happens now, Eve?
Well, Ray Nagin walked into the courtroom this morning, apparently with a pronounced limp. When asked if he could comment, he said, "Oh, I wish I could." Assuming jury selection today continues and the trial continues, it could last about 2 weeks. And I think we'll see whether Ray Nagin will go to jail or go off into the Texas sunset, which is where he lives now. He's been living somewhat anonymously in a suburb outside of Dallas called Frisco.
Eve Troe from WWNO in New Orleans, thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Jeremy.